WFMU.com.
Welcome back to the program. It's 6:40 on a Wednesday morning, and like I promised, a couple days ago, yesterday, I believe, we talked about how Michael Phelps supposedly is going to come out of retirement and maybe train and compete in the 2016 Olympics down in Brazil. Now, that caused a lot of controversy. I got a little flack for my comments about him being a pothead. And so I thought, all right, let's just take this to the horse's mouth directly, and let's talk to him himself. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is an exclusive interview with Olympic swimming champion Michael Phelps. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking a little time out to call us.
Just a second, dude.
You okay? Are you getting like some kind of a asthma treatment? Are you all right?
Dude, am I late?
No. You're fine. You called right on time. I'm very appreciative.
Oh, good. I'm still on world record time, man.
Oh, that's funny. Michael, where are you? What part of the world are you in right now? Michael. Yeah, I was asking you, what part of the world are you in right now? Are you?
I'm in my training compound in Colorado.
Nice. So, are the rumors true that you are going to be coming out of retirement and begin training for the 2016 Olympics?
Retirement? I'm not old, man.
No.
That's for old fogies like Tom.
I was asking if you were not so much retirement as in you've quit worry, but are you okay? It sounds like maybe are you doing like one of those asthma breathing treatments? Are you okay?
Oh, it's funny you mention that, man. I got all kinds of endorsement deals for coming out of retirement.
Really? Oh, okay. So, well, like what? What are your endorsement deals? What are you doing?
Well, you know how I like kids, and I like to be a good influence on kids. So I got a children's cereal coming out called Wheaties, man.
Weeds cereal?
Wheaties.
Oh, Wheaties. Oh, I got it. Okay. All right.
Also on the roster for my endorsement deals, I like kids, like I said, and I'm trying to help them speak better.
Right.
So, like, I have a program called Rosetta Stone.
Okay. So you give them, teach them different languages and stuff. Maybe a little bit of street lingo. All right. Well, do you have any other?
That was a small hit, by the way.
Oh, are you into music? Anyway, stay in character. So what else have you got going on?
Well, you know, I like kids, so I have like a math program.
Math, very good.
So, would you like to hear one of my problems, Mike?
Sure.
Okay, if I have 12 gold medals,
right,
and you have 12 gold medals,
right,
how many gold medals do we have?
Well, that would be 24 gold medals.
Wrong. I'd still have 12 more than you because I won 12 at the last Olympics, dude.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, all right. So,
that's better than that Common Core math they're trying to spell.
Oh yeah. Well, I can't argue with you on that one. That made a lot more sense. Michael, anything else going on that you got you want to bring to our attention?
Well, I'm proud of my new lawn service I have. It's called, guess what the name of it is?
Michael's Lawn Service.
Dude, how did you know that?
Well,
you're so smart, man. That's why you're on the radio, man.
Well, it's a marketing deal. I mean, I just it's kind of obvious.
Would you like to hear my slogan?
Yes, Michael. We would love to hear your slogan.
Because I care about grass.
Nice. I like that. So, are you? You got to tell us yes or no, definitively. Are you going to be in the Olympics? I heard that you're going to be in a minor competition here in a few days. Are you shooting for the Olympics? Is that what's going to happen?
Dude, you know how I like cryptic messages. I'm just going to leave you with this, okay?
All right.
The only thing that can defeat me is me.
All right. So we'll. But okay. All right, Michael. Thank you very. Michael, you okay?
Yeah. Right? Messy. I got some of the juice.
Okay. Well, Michael. thank you very much for calling in. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. Take care and continue your training out there in Colorado.
Thanks, Barth. You and Tom have a good day.
All right. You too, my friend. Take care. Wow. There it is. An exclusive interview with Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. That is amazing. It sounds like, yes, he's definitely going to be getting back in into shape. And
sounds like something.
Yeah, I'm really proud to have been able to do that. That, you know, we always want to promote the good stuff. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Prom is coming up. Well, as a prom night promotion, KFC is offering corsages made out of fried chicken. That's true. But guys,
dude,
be warned, if you give your date a chicken corsage, your prom night will definitely be boneless. I'm telling you right now.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.